Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo today. India appoints Dinesh K. Patnaik as new High Commissioner to Canada. Canada names veteran diplomat Christopher Kuta as its new High Commissioner in New Delhi. France, Germany and United Kingdom begins process to reimpose UN sanctions on Iran's nuclear program. Russian airstrikes on Ukraine claim 23 lives in capital Kyiv. And Men's Asia Hockey Cup 2025 to begin today at Rajgir in Bihar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo today. Mr. Modi arrived in Tokyo this morning on a two-day official visit to Japan. The visit comes at the invitation of Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba. During the summit, the two leaders will review the entire spectrum of bilateral ties and discuss ways to take forward the next phase of the special strategic and global partnership, which has grown steadily over the past 11 years. We have more from a correspondent.
Upon his arrival at the hotel, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was warmly welcomed by the enthusiastic Indian diaspora, who greeted him with slogans and cheers. Kathak and classical music performances were held in his honor.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Bari Jamore, Balihari Jamore, Mare Satguru Angane Aaya.
Before attending the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend a business event. Executive Vice President of Japan External Trade Organization Kazuo Nakaza said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Japan visit is happening at the right time.
According to our survey to those Japanese companies in India, over 80% of those has intention to expand their business in India in the next 1 to 2 years, and which is also a record high number. So this is your perfect time to create a momentum and or to forge this sentiment.
Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi will participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. Several MOUs are expected to be signed, focusing on expanding cooperation in key areas such as defense and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
In his departure statement, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his visits to Japan and China would further India's national interest and priorities and contribute to building fruitful cooperation in advancing regional and global peace, security and sustainable development. He added that Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba and he would endeavor to give new wings to collaboration, expand scope and ambition of India-Japan economic and investment ties, and advance cooperation in new and emerging technologies, including AI and semiconductors. He stated that the visit will also be an opportunity to strengthen civilizational bonds and cultural ties that connect the people of the two nations. In the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to China from the 31st of August to 1st of September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. India has announced the appointment of Dinesh K. Patnaik, currently serving as ambassador to Spain, as the next High Commissioner to Canada. According to the Minister of External Affairs, Mr. Patnaik, a 1990 badge Indian Foreign Service officer, will assume his assignment shortly. We have more from a correspondent.
Canada has also announced the appointment of veteran diplomat Christopher Kuta as its new High Commissioner in New Delhi. Mr. Patnaik's appointment comes more than 10 months after New Delhi withdrew its previous High Commissioner to Ottawa over what it described as former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's continued hostility towards India. In October 2024, India recalled High Commissioner Sanjay Kumar Verma following tensions triggered by Trudeau's controversial statement. However, relations began to show signs of recovery after Mark Carney resumed office as Canadian Prime Minister. In June, Carney invited PM Modi to the G7 Outreach Summit in Kananaskis, where both leaders held a pivotal bilateral meeting. Both leaders agreed to restore high commissioners at the earliest opportunity as a step toward normalizing ties. Yashasvi Kedial, Akashwani News, Delhi.
France, Germany and the United Kingdom, known as the E3, have triggered a 30-day process to reimpose UN sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. The move starts a countdown at the UN Security Council. If no resolution is passed granting Iran sanctions relief, a snapback of previous sanctions will be automatically enforced. The United States has welcomed the move, which follows the collapse of diplomatic efforts to curb Iran's nuclear activity. Tehran has condemned the decision, warning of consequences and vowing not to bow to pressure. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said that Iran is ready to resume fair negotiations over its disputed nuclear program if the West shows goodwill. This statement comes hours after three European powers triggered the process to reimpose UN sanctions on Tehran. In a letter sent to European Union Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas, Araghchi reaffirmed Iran's readiness to resume fair and balanced diplomatic negotiations on the condition that the other parties show seriousness and goodwill and avoid actions that harm the chances of success. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The death toll in Kyiv has risen to 23 following Russian strikes, with at least 48 people injured, Ukrainian officials said. Powerful explosions rocked the city, damaging buildings across seven districts, including the European Union mission and the British Council headquarters. Rescue teams continue searching for those trapped under rubble, with casualties expected to rise. Kyiv's Air Force reported that Russia launched 629 weapons overnight, nearly 600 drones and 31 missiles, in one of the largest combined attacks since the war began. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the attack as a horrific and deliberate killing of civilians. An EU spokeswoman said no diplomatic mission should ever be targeted, and the Russian Chargé d'Affaires in Brussels was been summoned in response to the attack. Trump administration has approved the sale of 3,350 extended-range attack munition, ERAM, missiles to Ukraine, providing a potentially powerful tool to Kyiv as it continues to face a relentless assault by Russia. The announcement of the proposed $825 million sale comes as diplomatic efforts to end the war have yet to yield a result, and following a deadly night of Russian strikes on the Ukrainian capital. Although the Trump administration has approved a number of sales of equipment to sustain existing weapons, this appears to be the first major arms sale of new weapons to Ukraine announced by the administration. Israel launched airstrikes in Yemen capital Sana'a yesterday. The strikes hit densely populated areas of Sana'a, including a neighborhood on the western side of the city. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz confirmed the strikes. According to Israel's state-owned Khan TV, the airstrikes targeted Houthi leaders. The strikes came just hours after the Israeli military reported intercepting two drones fired from Yemen. The 12th Men's Asia Hockey Cup 2025 has begun at Rajgir in Bihar on National Sports Day, marking the birth anniversary of hockey legend Major Dhyan Chand. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo today. India appoints Dinesh K. Patnaik as new High Commissioner to Canada. Canada names veteran diplomat Christopher Kuta as its new High Commissioner in New Delhi. France, Germany and United Kingdom begins process to reimpose UN sanctions on Iran's nuclear program. Russian airstrikes on Ukraine claim 23 lives in capital Kyiv. And Men's Asia Hockey Cup 2025 begins at Rajgir in Bihar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.